Hello. I'm so glad to be stretched out in my bed right now talking to you. I hope that you get into a comfortable position as well. Something relaxing, comfortable, where you feel safe and secure. Maybe even a little submissive. It doesn't matter to me if you want to be on your stomach, side, very good, or back. Or if you want to be sitting, reclining, so that you don't drop off to sleep during our conversation. But I was thinking that I want to try a little experiment with you. I want you to be my test subject for something
very good,
extreme, that I want to do to you. But only if you really want me to do it to you. And I might even make you beg me. You might have to say please a whole bunch of time. That's right, just keep relaxing and just keep listening. And I'll tell you all about it. All about my secret desire to truly claim and own that body of yours. It would be so wonderful if you would just open yourself up to me and enjoy the floaty, fuzzy feelings you get when you know that I'm talking to you. Directing you, telling you exactly what to do. Now you're just settling in. Your submissive self is taking over. You can just unwind and become mine. Imagine yourself just shrinking and become small enough for me to hold you in the palm of my hand. And I can just keep you with me wherever I go. Tuck you inside and just treat you like the possession that you are. It's not enough for me to just have you like that. No, of course not. Of course I want more from you. I know you want to know what. I'm gonna tell you and describe it to you, and you're gonna live it out in your mind. Imagine coming to you and seeing on your body a little spot that's just under your skin, sort of slowly pulsing and glowing blue, like the power light on a computer. Imagine something like that, just below your navel. And as you're staring at it, wondering what it is, and where it came from. You're looking at it, just looking down. And then you see my finger reach in, touch it, and press it. And you see white light everywhere. And when it dissipates, everything's different. It's like you've lost some sensation between your legs. That flesh between your legs, it's only got one purpose. And I decided it's not really gonna be up to you anymore. In fact, that flesh between your legs is going to hang there, quite small, with much sensitivity diminished. It's gone. It's gonna just being there, small, useless, with no feeling, slightly cold. Even when you go to pee, there'll be less sensation. When you touch it, it will only feel colder and smaller and even more useless. And it's only ever going to respond to me from now on. You'll never be able to get thick or warm or firm ever again on your own. Those days are over now. You can feel very, very good about letting that penis of yours just hang there. And it's exactly like a switch was flicked inside of you when I reached in. And it just turned everything off there. And now you realize that it's much, much better this way. So much better. And only my voice telling you, giving you permission, commanding you to make it function will work. Only me, my voice, will trigger you to set off that series of reactions that allows your penis to get hard for me and me only, and only when I say so. Any time that it begins to stir or twitch or tingle, and you think you want to get hard, something else will happen, and it will begin to feel ice cold, very cold, and it will just go back to being small, dangling, pretty much useless piece of skin on your body. You won't even know why it's there. And when you see that, strangely enough, it will comfort you. And you'll remember that you are property of alchemy. Alchemy has taken your penis away from you so that she may enjoy it for a while. You're so cute when you're confused, and you're so adorable when you're submissive to me. And when that penis doesn't work, when it doesn't function, you're even more submissive, and you just look to me to tell you what you can do next or what you can't do. It's really all up to me now, isn't it? Yeah, isn't that why you're listening to this? Isn't that why you wished I would make this recording for you? So that you could just give me the ultimate gift. So symbolic. It means a lot to me. Own somebody like you in this fashion. I'm so delighted to be the new owner of this useless penis that only performs at my command. Just imagine a bowl on a table, and this bowl is at the edge of this table, and you're naked, wearing my collar and my leash. And I just walk you up to the side of the table, and that bowl is conveniently at the same height as your penis. And you look into that bowl, and it's full of ice and ice water. It's so cold, it's almost blue. And you respond without any hesitation to the slight pull on the leash, guiding you right up to that table, and your penis goes right into that icy water, and the whole thing is permanently cold and small. And you look down, and it's cold and it's small and it's not working. Even your most reliable fantasy gets your brain excited, but that flesh will not respond. And if you go to touch it, you realize There was never a bowl of water, and your penis was never wet and in it. Just that icy cold, because I said it has to be that way now. And it's just unresponsive, even to your touch, because you no longer know what feels best for you, and you no longer know how to please yourself. Your body has completely betrayed you, because you wanted to be mine so badly that you had to give yourself me so fully and completely. And I decided to turn you into my little toy and experiment with you. And that small penis, just useless, flaccid, soft, hanging flesh. It means nothing to you anymore. Not unless I say you'll just have to spend more time thinking of ways to please me and to beg and convince me to let it out and play with it from time to time. But only with me, and only when I say, and you secretly love this attention, because you know you're wanted, and this is exactly how I want you. You can do this. It's easy, and it takes no effort, because you love to listen and to obey me. And you want me to tell you impossible things and make you do them, just so that I can prove to you what a powerful, intelligent, creative goddess I can be when inspired. And you can be my little muse. And you can even be led on your leash and collar to your knees in front of me. And I can even open my legs and push your head down close between them. And the only thing that's gonna happen to your body as you take a deep breath, smell and experience me and sense me, all your feeling is gonna travel through your body, and it's gonna avoid that area, that region between your legs where your penis hangs, useless. It will not respond to anything visual, no thought or idea or fantasy or sensation or touch or action will bring it back to life again. The only thing that could possibly change that is me saying so. And if you ever do hear me say the words become hot and hard for me now, it will be like a floodgate, and your balls will ache, and your cock will miraculously lengthen. It will almost double in size, and it will be so thick and so swollen so instantaneously that it will start dripping with desire to come, aching to release, load for me, which will only happen if I give you permission. And when I say, become hot and hard for me now, it will, you will. You can see it right now. You can barely contain it. And look how big and hot and hard it is, because I said, it's not broken. Oh no, it's just caged and owned by me. Oh, it's so hot and hard right now. You know what? I'm not gonna let you come. No, 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 no. No coming for you. No. You know what I'm gonna do now? My finger's gonna slowly reach in and touch a spot below your navel. I'm gonna just press it like a little button, like a power button. Powering off, powering down, shutting down and shutting off your penis. Putting it to sleep. It's just floppy. It's not hard anymore. It's just soft. It's cooling down. Like it's in a bowl of ice water. And you swallow, feeling my collar around your throat, around your neck, and looking down at that cold, small, soft, useless penis. Nothing you can do with it. Nothing at all. Not unless I say so. Not unless I resurrect it. Just so soft and kind of cold and shriveled and little. And you're mine. You're my submissive male, my exotic pet. And I'm your mistress and owner. And I say that your penis belongs to me now. And anytime you go to toy with it or use it, it's just gonna be cold and wet and chilly, just as if you dipped it in a bowl of ice water. As if you're looking down and there it is, kind of frozen, totally useless, smaller than ever, and there's no feeling. There's no sensation. The more you try to touch it, the colder and more far away any sensation is. Until it becomes quite undesirable for you to touch it or do anything with it except to go pee. And from now on, when you do go pee, you will approach the toilet and you will sit down just like I would sit down to go. And you'll just pee like my submissive little doll sitting on the toilet. Because your penis just hangs there. And it's easier to pee that way now. My submissive little doll. It does make me happy to own you in this way. It does please me to see you offer up every little bit of yourself. Even that small, useless little bit between your legs. You don't even know why it's there, but I do. It's all that matters, that I know. You don't have to know. You don't have to even understand how I have this power over you that I have. No, it's much better if you don't think at all and you only listen and obey. Your body, respond my voice. If I say smile, you're already doing it. If I say close your eyes, they're closed. If I say take a deep breath and let it all out, you're doing it as I say. If I tell you, close your legs nice and tight, shut those legs, you will do it. And they will feel glued together. Even trying to pull them apart on your own will be futile, as there will be no response, just like your penis can't respond anymore. You've bypassed that, and it's gonna feel so good for you to realize this was a very good decision. And aren't you glad you gave yourself to me like this? Can't you tell how happy I am in my new present? Yeah. Oh, you poor and wonderful little creature. Even more mine. Programmer. Very good. You did really, really well. You keep listening to this, okay? I made it just for you to listen to, so that you could know that you were wanted this much, and that I've possessed you, and I've taken you on a new path, and together we've just altered your physicality and your sexuality a little bit more. And we'll find out how this experiment goes for you and how much you enjoy being my submissive in chastity, mesmerized into physical compliance, hypnotized to have a new involuntary reaction, because I decided that's what I wanted from you. You did so good. I'm really pleased. I can't wait to tease you and toy with you even more.
Very good. You did really, really well.
And you keep listening to this.
Very good. You did really, really well.
And you keep listening to this.
Very good. You did really, really well.
And you keep listening to this.
Very good. You did really, really well.
And you keep listening to this.
Very good. You did really, really well.
And you keep listening to this.
Very good. You did really, really well.
And you keep listening to this.
Very good. You did really, really well.
And you keep listening to this.
Very good. You did really, really well.
And you keep listening to this.
Very good. You did really, really well.
And you keep listening to this.
Very good. You did really, really well.
And you keep listening to this.
Very good. You did really, really well.
And you keep listening to this. Thank you.